The founders of America said that our rights come from God the Creator, and the first one they listed was the right to life. But half a century of abortion rights have significantly undermined that right to life. One of the main ways that abortion is administered today are through what can be called the abortion kill pill, which are more dangerous than we're led to believe. At least that's what critics note. Recently, Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, writes, on August 16th, a unanimous panel for the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court ruled against the FDA's decision to allow the abortion kill pill, mifepristone, to be distributed by mail. Putting an end to these mail-order abortions is a victory for both prenatal rights and also patient safety. Plus, 63% of Americans oppose mail-order chemical abortions. The Fifth Circuit Court's ruling will reset the FDA's approval of mifepristone to its Clinton-era status, end quote. Well, we're going to unpack all this with Katie Daniel, the State Policy Director for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Katie, we welcome you to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, so explain to us this recent decision, and maybe you could even just go back and explain how did this chemical abortion, which critics are saying is actually dangerous for the women who are having the abortions, not to mention the little babies killed by them, how did it get approved in the first place, and then what is this new ruling all about? In effect, revisiting the FDA approval from way back when? I don't get it.
Well, we know the abortion pill is lethal for children, so it's inherently unsafe for 50% of those who are consuming it, right? All those babies who have been killed by it. But it's also very dangerous for women. Bill Clinton, on his first week in office as president back in 1992, said, "It is a number one priority for me. I'm bringing this drug to market in the United States." At that point, it was only available to be sold in Europe. And on his way out the door in 2000, he finally did it. But one of the things that the FDA had to do to get the drug on the market was to lie and say pregnancy is a life-threatening illness. Pregnancy is not an illness. It is a normal developmental process for the baby. It is a normal stage of life for many, many women. It's not an illness. So they had to redefine it to get it onto the market. They also had to skip a lot of the studies that were required of them, including studying how the drugs would work differently on minors versus fully developed adult women. They never did that. They just brought the drugs on the market for minors and women at the same dosage and said, we don't need to do this research. And so there have been pro-life doctors raising the alarm on this for over 30 years. They knew from the beginning the FDA was not doing the work it needed to do. They tried to go through FDA's internal complaint process, were dodged every turn. And so finally, last year, they filed this lawsuit and they said, we want to bring sunshine to this issue. We want the American people to understand that the FDA did not follow its own rules when it brought these drugs to market. It was politically motivated from the start. And so what the Fifth Circuit Court did here was they agreed. And they said, yeah, it's very likely that the FDA broke federal law when it brought the drugs to market and when it changed the policies around the drugs. So in 2016, under President Obama, they said it no longer has to be a doctor. It can now be other medical professionals who do not have the ability to care for a woman if she needs an emergency surgical follow-up. They extended the window of when the pills can be given, even though data from Europe shows that women's complications increase week by week. And then under President Biden in 2021, they got rid of that in-person doctor's appointment altogether. And they said it's perfectly fine with our administration if these drugs are sent through the mail. So these doctors are now in court, and they're saying enough is enough. The American people deserve better.
Okay, please tell us, what are the dangers involved in the chemical abortions for the mothers?
Well, the first drug is a hormone antagonist. That means it messes with your hormones. So obviously, you know, there are some inherent risks for girls undergoing puberty, and those are risks that the FDA never studied. So it can really mess with a woman's like internal hormonal processes. But then even if it works, you know, properly, so to speak, it causes extremely heavy bleeding. It can cause an infection if the pregnancy isn't fully delivered. And it's very emotionally difficult as well. So again, even if everything goes, you know, as it's supposed to, quote unquote, women feel this horrible trauma because they're left alone to deliver their baby. And that's a position that nobody should be in. So there are many harms here. And now with the new Biden rules saying pills can go through the mail, we don't need to confirm who we're sending them to or when she's getting them. The risk of coercion and abuse and use of these by abusive partners, by sex traffickers, is just astronomical.
Wow. Here are some other aspects that are brought out by your group, the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. They said that this new ruling in, you know, out of New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, this means a doctor must confirm the pregnancy prior to dispensing the pill. The abortion kill pill cannot be dispensed after 7 weeks gestation. That's very significant. Only a doctor can dispense the pill. You've already mentioned that particular factor. There must be follow-up to ensure no adverse effects from the dangerous drug have occurred. And then also all adverse events from the pill will be reported to the FDA. So that sounds like it's a very significant ruling. I imagine the Biden administration is going to challenge that, and then maybe the next step would be the Supreme Court to weigh in, correct?
They have said they plan to appeal. So eventually the Supreme Court is going to weigh in on this question. There's also a group of blue states led by Washington State out on the West Coast who have said, we actually think that the FDA has done too much. And they want these drugs sold over the counter nationwide. So they filed a lawsuit trying to force the FDA to bring these drugs out of any restrictions and to have them available to anyone at any time over the counter, even not just through these telemedicine marketplaces. So the Supreme Court will have to wade into that question as well, because you've got a group that's saying the FDA has not been protective enough. They haven't done enough research. And then another group saying they've done way too much. So our hope is that the Supreme Court will see what the Fifth Circuit sees, which is that the FDA violated its own rules. It has not been properly protective of the American public because it brought these drugs to market without doing proper research. And that they will reinstitute those requirements or even go further and pull the drug off the market.
Now, we do know through the years that women sometimes seeking an abortion have been, you know, victims of botched abortions, perforated uteruses, and in some cases even dying, bleeding to death and so forth, which is just incredibly tragic. Do you know of situations where a woman's life might even be in danger from having taken a chemical abortion?
Yes, absolutely. So there are at least 27 women that the FDA knows about who have died because of these medications. But there are many more women who the FDA does not know about because their information requests are voluntary. They do not actually require that this information be sent to them. And one of the big risks now with these pills by mail is that an ectopic pregnancy is a pregnancy where it's not in the right location. And so this is a pregnancy that can't develop where it is. If it ruptures, it will lead to serious bleeding. Mom needs to be in the emergency room as soon as this is diagnosed. If these pills are sent through the mail, the woman never has an ultrasound. She's not diagnosed. She's at home bleeding, thinking, this is what they told me would happen with my abortion. And in fact, she is in need of immediate emergency medical treatment because of this ectopic rupture. We have confirmed stories of women who have died from this. They thought they were just having a chemical abortion. They were actually having an ectopic rupture and died in other countries. But undoubtedly, it's also happened here, and we just don't know about it. And many more women are at risk of this because around 2% of all pregnancies are ectopic.
Oh my goodness. It seems like there's a lot of misinformation on the, you know, frankly, when it comes to the whole pro-abortion forces, because there's a lot of money, you know, to be made. And these decisions like this from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, that kind of, it cuts away at their profits.
Yes. One of the parties to this case is a major manufacturer of this drug, and they have made an intentional business decision to not sell anything else. They only sell abortion drugs. And now they're running into court saying, if you change the rules on this, we will go out of business. We will not make as much money as we do now. So they're literally saying their profits are more important than American women's health and safety.
This is amazing. Okay, what about the situation where women, okay, they have a chemical abortion. And by the way, this is more than 50% now of the abortions are this form of abortion, correct?
Yes. In 2021, it showed up as 54%. We're now seeing in some states, it's over 70% of all abortions in that state. The industry has really switched to this as their preferred method because they can just send these drugs and then send women to the emergency room.
Oh, my goodness. But tell me about the situation where if they actually they deliver the dead baby or the remains of the dead baby, do they sometimes see this? What happens then?
Yeah. So starting as early as even 4, 5, 6 weeks gestation, you can see that tiny little baby within the pregnancy tissue, because there's this conception in people's minds that you take these drugs and the baby just disappears. They don't. The baby is delivered. And so even a very, very small baby can be seen with the naked eye. And so this is something women talk about, the trauma that they were not prepared for. They were told this would be just like a normal period, maybe a little heavier. And in fact, they deliver and see their child often in the toilet or bathtub. So it's really horrifying. I know, I'm sure you're a family program, but we need to be honest about what's going on here.
Are there people, women speaking out about this? I mean, we just don't hear that side of it, unfortunately, because the media is so much controlled, you know, and they're so pro-abortion, even high tech as well, of course.
We are starting to hear more stories. Sadly, women are feeling this trauma sooner. They're wanting to warn others. But even if you look at the mainstream media coverage, sometimes their veil slips a bit. Last year, the Washington Post had a reporter embedded with a couple while the woman took these pills, and she said the baby was floating in the bathtub. How scary and horrifying is that? But it's the truth, printed in the Washington Post, that it was a baby, and there it was, and all three of them saw it. So we're hopeful, we're praying that women get healing and that they want to speak out, they want to warn others. Not to share in their pain that we know is generational at this point. But sometimes we get that kernel of truth from mainstream sources too.
Well, we have about 1 minute left. If there's anything else important you want to bring out, one thing I do want to ask you, your colleague at the same organization, Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, Ingrid Skop, OBGYN, she said that based on research from other countries, and they have better research there, about 40% of the women that go through the chemical abortions have to, in many cases, even just go to the hospital in order to have things surgically removed. Or maybe I misunderstood her. Maybe what she was saying is the 40% is just, it's much worse than anticipated.
So 40% of women who take these pills in the second trimester, so after around 12 weeks, will need a surgical follow-up because the pills get less effective the older the baby is. So you are right about that. That's in that second trimester. That's why they're not allowed in the U.S. past 10 weeks gestation, because the fail rate gets so high. But with pills going through the mail, we don't know.
Well, we're out of time now, but thank you so much, Katie Daniel, for sharing with us. And the website is SBA, as in Susan B. Anthony, prolife.org. All the best.